This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center's on the other side of the glass, so you know the podcast will be up shortly after our interview. So we always appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Mike O'Donnell is here. He's Michael C. O'Donnell. If you see his name on an upcoming ballot, or if you already have your mail-in ballot, he's a Republican candidate for Northumberland County District Attorney, and he's the only candidate that appears on either ballot. So he is a private attorney, lives in Sunbury, conflicts counsel in Northumberland County, has an office in Union County as a private attorney, and experience with the Family Engagement Initiative. So we can talk about that as the time goes on. So welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. We do appreciate it. Introduce yourself to our audience. I would think for most folks, this might be the first they're meeting Mike O'Donnell. So sort of introduce yourself.
Well, thanks for giving me the time to speak with everyone today. My name is Mike O'Donnell. I'm an attorney, a defense attorney. I live in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. I'm a death penalty qualified trial attorney. I've done felony trials, successfully represented defendants in felony trials in Union, Snyder, Northumberland County, practice all over the state, but mainly here in Northumberland, Snyder, and Union counties.
All right. Then tell us about your private law practice, this defense work, and the fact that you practice in Union County occasionally, I assume?
Yeah. So kind of split it up almost equally between all three counties. I'm also in Dauphin and Lycoming as well. But in my private practice, I do mostly criminal law, some family law as well, and a little bit of contracts and wills occasionally. And I also, for Northumberland County, I'm the conflicts counsel, which means when there's a two or more defendants, for example, or a conflict with the public or a conflict with the public defender's office, it's appointed to conflicts counsel. There's a couple of us, and due to that, I'm able to be appointed to low-income defendants, and I get a lot of experience both in everyday trial practice, everyday court practice, and a lot of criminal trials.
So through all of this, you see the goings-on in Northumberland County Criminal Court.
Yeah, so and that's kind of what got me to run in this case. I've been working in Northumberland County for about 7 to 8 years. I'm almost there every day. I see what's happened in the court system there, and honestly, that's what prompted me to run. You know, I'm recently have a new child here. You know, my family lives here. I see the way things are going, and I'm very concerned. And again, that prompted me to essentially try my role at politics. As I say all the time, I'm not a politician. This is not something I ever envisioned doing, but I think it's the right thing to do for the community, and I know if elected, I will make a major difference in what goes on in the courthouse every day.
How are you going to organize the Northumberland County District Attorney's Office? You probably thought through a lot of this. Maybe they got the spreadsheets filled out. Are you ready to go?
So one of the things is with the justice system in Northumberland County is that there's so many delayed cases right now, cases awaiting trial. And then last year we had, I think it was 11 jury selections, and we picked, I believe, about 5 trials. So when we have these jury selections available, and then we're ultimately not picking any trials, and these cases that are resolving at jury selection are getting continued, they could, you know, they're taking the spots of cases that actually need to go to trial, and you need to have something in place where if we are going to jury selection and we are going that far down, we are not, you know, going to be offering a better deal. You know, we're not, you know, if it's going to be resolved, we're going to resolve it before then, because you're bringing all these jurors in from all over the county. You know, you're wasting not only court costs and, you know, money from, you know, the taxpayers, but you're also having, you know, a large portion of the community have to call off work and sit in the courtroom for 2 hours just to be excused. And anyway, so that's something that needs to be addressed right away. We also need to get these trials on track where we have the trials scheduled out. You know, we're not guessing on what's going to happen next. I mean, I'm going to go in there, I believe, you know, I'm going to take off pretty much the whole month of December just preparing to, you know, what I'm going to need to do in office and really schedule these trials out so we have a firm date and we're not continuing this continued delay of all criminal cases.
So you got a system in mind, basically.
Yes, and one of the also thing, another thing that's leading to the delay is Northumberland County doesn't follow the rules of criminal procedure, so that's why there's no real rhyme or reason for how cases proceed. The formal arraignment system is, you know, these are the rules of criminal procedure, and, you know, this is what puts cases on a timeline for when motions need to be filed. You know, within 30 days of your formal arraignment, you need to file motions, and right now we don't do those. And so that's why, you know, there's such a, you know, there's such inconsistency with the court system and how things get scheduled, because we don't run on the, you know, prescribed way to run. So we've got to get back to the basics of following the rules of criminal procedure and, you know, having these cases run in a normal scheduled manner.
All right. So you're a reform candidate to speak of, I mean, in a manner of speaking. There may have been plans for another Democrat, for any other candidate, and a Democrat, the incumbent, to be on the ballot, but we have not heard back from him, so we don't know what he is doing. You would enjoy it if folks would write you in on the Democratic ticket, so tell us about that.
So as the district attorney candidate, you can't cross-file. So magistrate judges or common pleas judges can all cross-file, which means you can file as a Democrat and a Republican. As a district attorney, you can only file for one party, but that also gives you the opportunity to do what's called like a write-in campaign on May 16th of the primary. I'm asking Democrats to write my name in for district attorney.
2 weeks from now.
Yes, 2 weeks from now, so we're getting close. But I'm asking them to write my name in for district attorney. You get enough votes, then I'll be both the Democrat and Republican candidate in May, and then we can pretty much put the election behind us and prepare for, you know, getting into office in January.
Well, yeah, you have to. Well, of course, you, as I've learned from people who have absolutely no competition and are a shoo-in no matter what, you still have to get elected in the fall. So, yeah,
and I want to show people. I mean, I've been doing a lot of door-to-door work, you know, all over the county. Hopefully, weather permitting, I'll be out again in Coltmont today. But I mean, even as the only candidate right now, I'm still putting in this hard work because I want to show, you know, the citizens of this county that type of work ethic I have and what I'm going to do once I'm in office. I mean, you really need the support of the people to get stuff done here, and there's a lot to get done. I mean, one thing I would say that I'm going to need support for is, you know, right now there's no work release in our prison, and that's a big issue for me for being able to rehabilitate, you know, anyone. I mean, not having the ability to work, get a base set up, and, you know, not have this essential catch and release right now where, you know, if you're incarcerated, you either have to get, you know, and you do a plea, you either have to do probation or you got to send them to state prison or they have to lose their job. I mean, there's no, this program is essential to be able to get people back on their feet and, you know, provide for their families, and we don't do
could
any of that.
Could that work with the new prison in Cole Township? And we used to have it on 2nd Street in Sunbury, but then that was curtailed.
So I hear a lot of different things about it, but at the end of the day, I mean, I'm someone who's willing to think outside the box. If there's some type of prohibition that we, for some reason, can't do it in the prison, and I know staffing is a major issue. The prison is a whole other deal on itself. I mean, I have grave concerns about that as well. But I think they have to get it done. Whether or not that's going to be located at the prison or you have to do something almost like Philadelphia does, where you have them in, you know, different locations, I mean, there has to be, this has to get done, and so essentially, no, we can't do it. It's not going to be an answer. We're going to get it done, and that's why, again, I want to show people by continuing the hard work that I'm someone who's going to get this done.
All right. Yeah, Philadelphia has, I'm going to call it a halfway house. That is not what they call it, but it's sort of pre-release centers where work-release inmates go back to that location. Fairly secure, but it's not like locked in, but mm-hmm. most of these inmates are trusted at this stage, so they're kind of scattered throughout the Philadelphia area, so and it seems to work satisfactorily for them, as near as I know.
Well, not like I want to use Philadelphia for the, you know, best example of our criminal justice system, but I know that, again, that's just an example of if we cannot use the prison, if that's some reason cost prohibitive or something that can't get done, I mean, we have to get this program in. We have to.
Yeah, other counties have pre-release centers. I think Lycoming County used to have one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to swear that they still have it. ElectO'DonnellDA.com is your website. Just spell out elect and then O'Donnell. Get rid of the apostrophe for that purpose only. And DA.com is your website. Anything else you want to tell our audience? You have another minute or two. You can fill us in.
All I guess I would add is, you know, one of the big things to me is really stopping this, the court delays here, the repeated continuances, and, you know, being committed and transparent in this whole process. I mean, I'm available every Monday with Mondays with Mike. I have on my Facebook page. We have an event coming up here on, I think it's the Spring Fling this Saturday in Danville. I'll be at the GOP tent there. There's a coffee with the candidates, I believe, on May 11th. And then we're setting up a cornhole tournament on June 4th at Spyglass Winery. So we're getting a couple more events set up. Also, you can go to the webpage or the Facebook page and check those out. But, you know, I hope if I am elected, you know, that the citizens here will be able to see the type of work that I'm going to put into this. And I mean, I appreciate the support I've had throughout the campaign, and, you know, I'm going to continually work hard up until after I'm elected.
What was this family engagement initiative? I'm not super familiar with it.
So that I've worked with that in Union, Snyder, Northumberland, started in Union and then Snyder, and then went to Northumberland. So what that does is it's the role of it's trying to keep family or children out of foster care, looking for any kinship option. Northumberland County, when it started it, when I began representing parents, had about 300 children in care, and I believe now there's like 50 kids in care. And so it really, foster care at any type of court hearing, you know, is very traumatic. You know, no matter whether it's the best situation, I mean, those are just things that children do not want to do. And this program really keeps cases out of court, and I think it's had a tremendous impact in both Snyder, Union, and Northumberland counties.
All right, so sort of a family preservation unit that you've been helping to work on. Mike, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Mike O'Donnell, Republican candidate for Northumberland County District Attorney, private attorney, conflicts counsel in Northumberland County, has experience with that family engagement initiative. He's the only name printed on either of the ballots in Northumberland County to be the next district attorney. He is asking that you write his name on the Democratic ballot if you are so inclined. ElectO'DonnellDA.com. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.